for a lot of sheriffs who participate in this program, especially sheriffs who are elected, that this is a big part of what gets them elected, is that people in their communities believe that this program does make them safer. And I'm wondering, what were some of the conversations that you've heard from people who live in places that have this program in place that they say, we feel really good about having sheriffs with this power to be able to question undocumented immigrants in this way?
What immigration groups and civil rights lawyers say is that you don't need this particular program to make communities safer. If the police and the sheriff's departments are doing their jobs, they are catching criminals anyway and holding criminals anyway, and that there doesn't need to be a separate, second legal process for people who are here without legal citizenship, that if we are doing a good job in this country policing our streets, that serious criminals would be picked up anyway. And they also say this program does not make communities safer. In fact, it's just the opposite, because when your local law enforcement are aligned with ICE, the fear is that people in immigrant communities will not report crimes. They will not report domestic violence. They will not go to the hospital when they're injured. They're fearful of the very people who are supposed to protect them. And that actually creates unsafe communities.
So then what does ICE have to say about some of these concerns that are raised that this program can cause a more dangerous situation, especially for undocumented immigrants, and that there are questionable practices or instances of potential abuse?
ICE stands by this program. I spoke to ICE for the reporting of this story. So I spoke to ICE, you know, under the Biden administration. ICE says there is no tolerance for discriminatory policing or racial profiling, and that they will remove sheriff partners who they believe are doing that. But honestly, in so many years under this program, that has very rarely happened. In fact, in all of 2021, only one sheriff was removed from this program. His name is Tom Hodgson in Bristol County, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. And that was only after Sheriff Hodgson's deputies reportedly used excessive force on immigrant detainees in the local detention center, you know, flashbang grenades and canine units and others. So it was only after this very high-profile use of force in the detention center that the Department of Homeland Security cut ties with that sheriff.